The public city taxpayer, civic election, the public local government councillors and mayor, the public, the city of Prince George. I'm Meisner. That's one man's opinion. One of the major problems of employees leaving office, and in particular public office, such as the Canada Winter Games, is the fact that they were terminated. Just what sort of compensation package did they receive, and under what circumstances did they leave their work? The departure of Todd Daugherty from the Canada Winter Games is one of those cases. There are, however, more questions than answers when it comes to his departure, given the circumstances surrounding his leaving. Daugherty left the Winter Games on a high note. In a presentation to City Council a few weeks ago, it was pointed out that the revenue generated was at 94%, keeping in mind that the ticket sales and merchandising sales had yet to be factored into the mix. Now, you don't fire an employee who has done that sort of job, and one would think you don't quit the position unless you're subjected to a lot of heat from somewhere. One might also draw the conclusion that the Winter Games would not be interested in cutting an employee who was more than meeting expectations. So the question remains, what happened? We do know that within a week of word leaking out that he was going to seek the Conservative nomination for the Cariboo Prince George riding, should the sitting MP Dick Harris decide to retire, Daugherty was no longer working for the Canada Winter Games. Several top-flight City Hall employees have gone the way of the dodo bird in the past year, and until we get a look at the salary sheet in June of 2015, we don't know the details of those compensation packages. Daugherty would receive a fraction of what they got, given his contract position with the Winter Games. What led to Todd Daugherty leaving the Winter Games remains a mystery. Well, at least up until this point. I, along with a lot of other people, would like to see the record of employment. That little piece of paper will shed a lot of light on just how and why Daugherty departed the Winter Games. Well, it is no longer any secret that Daugherty is seeking the nomination for the Conservative Party in the riding occupied by Dick Harris. He is, however, not alone. T.J. Gruel, Nick Verdercu, Gerald Caron, and sitting Mayor Sherry Green are also in the mix. Green as mayor is head of the Winter Games. Not that you can paint anything into that, but it does raise some questions. As long as Daugherty was doing his job during the working hours, what prevents him from doing some politicking for the Conservative nomination on his own time? It's not unlike Mayor Green attending, say, for example, the Vanderhoof Air Show or the Williams Lake Stampede. You may be there as a representative of the city, but it does help to get your name out, assuming that you're taking a run at the nomination. Green has yet to announce she is seeking the nomination, but looking back over the past 6 months, one gets the feeling that she has more than a passing interest. In May of this year, a new board of directors was selected for the Conservative riding of Cariboo Prince George. Those elected to the board came with a little blue book which listed who they should vote for. One staunch Tory who was in attendance said, "Most of the faces were not familiar. 99% of them I'd never seen before." Elected to the board was Sherry Green, along with a number of persons who had been connected to her last campaign. The new president of the riding is now Cameron Stoltz, a staunch supporter of Green at the council table. He isn't viewed by many as a poster child for city council after he failed to pay his property taxes while sitting on the Finance and Audit Committee. He also had failed in his attempt to garner the federal nomination for Prince George Peace River, running last in that bid. Green, on the other hand, is not seeking re-election, and you can read into that whatever you wish. The new board does have several advantages. It has access to the list of who holds a membership card. There is also the benefit of watching to see which candidate is signing up members and from where. It does help, if you know what your opposition is doing. The final call, however, will come from sitting member MP Dick Harris. He has yet to announce that he is not running in the next election, and of course, he can decide when and where he pulls the plug. I'm Meisner. That's one man's opinion.